At least two dead as extremely dangerous Hurricane Michael slams Florida. The latest by Jamie Ducharme, Gina Martinez, and Katie Riley. Hurricane Michael brought devastation to the Florida panhandle on Wednesday, careening into the coast as the most powerful storm to hit the region and killing at least two people as it cut a path into Georgia. The storm made landfall near Mexico Beach, Florida, as an unprecedented Category 4 hurricane with winds of 155 miles per hour. It has since been downgraded to a tropical storm with maximum sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. Hurricane Michael is the worst storm that the Florida Panhandle has ever seen and one of the worst power storms to ever make landfall in the United States, Florida Governor Rick Scott said at a press conference Wednesday night. Just three major hurricanes have hit the Panhandle since 1950. The storm is expected to move across southwestern and central Georgia, weakening as it travels northeast until it moves off the mid-Atlantic coast early Friday, according to a National Hurricane Center advisory. FEMA officials reiterated warnings to evacuate or find safe shelter during the storm. This is the final call for anyone who needs to get out, FEMA Chief Brock Long said. Those who stick around to experience storm surge don't typically live to tell about it. Here's what to know about Hurricane Michael, the storm's path, and just how dangerous it's expected to be. How did Michael become such a powerful storm? Eric Salna, director of the International Hurricane Research Center, says a combination of warm water temperatures and wind shear helped intensify the storm, which upgraded to a Category 4 storm on Wednesday morning shortly before it made landfall on the Florida Panhandle. It's amazing rapid intensification, and it's not always easy to predict how strong these storms can get, Salna tells Time. Salna says the intense winds and the life-threatening storm surge will be the biggest threats for residents in the path. The Panhandle has never seen a hurricane of this magnitude, but there was certainly enough warning so no residents can say they didn't expect it, Salna says. A common thing that happens is people will say they expected a Category 2 storm, not a 4, but that's not how it works. People need to know they should not play that category game when it comes to hurricanes. If officials warn of storm surge and rains, they should take that seriously. FEMA officials said once Hurricane Michael passes through Florida, heavy rains could inflict more flooding on areas hit by Hurricane Florence last month. Salna says the last thing the Carolinas need now is rain. The good news on Michael is that it's going to keep on moving, Salna said. Florence stalled and just sluggishly meandered over the Carolinas, so it had the opportunity and time to drop heavy rains like Hurricane Harvey. Michael is not going to do that. Hurricane Michael slammed ashore as an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane Wednesday, packing a 155-mile-per-hour punch, according to the NHC. The National Weather Service, NWS, had no record of a Category 4 hurricane ever making landfall over the Florida Panhandle previously, and warned residents that the unprecedented storm was not comparable to anything we've seen before. The storm destroyed buildings and fully submerged others. At least one person was killed in Greensboro, Florida on Wednesday when a tree crashed through his home. An 11-year-old girl in southwest Georgia became the storm's second official victim after a tree also fell on her home, according to the Associated Press. Storm surge warnings remain in effect in Florida, with the storm surge watch in effect in North Carolina. Those areas face possibly life-threatening inundation from rising water moving inland from the coastline, the NHC says. A hurricane warning is also in effect in parts of Florida, while tropical storm warnings have been issued as far north as North Carolina. The eye of the hurricane was moving across southwestern Georgia on Wednesday night, still bringing damaging winds and potentially life-threatening flash floods, the NHC said. Michael is expected to continue traveling northeast across Georgia, steadily weakening as it goes. Despite its decreased strength, the turbocharged storm is still expected to menace the southeastern coast with heavy rain, gusting winds, and potential tornadoes. Authorities who issued dire warnings about the hurricane before it arrived urged residents to continue sheltering as the hurricane continued to move inland Wednesday night. We are still in the process of assessing damages from Hurricane Michael. Do not return to your house until you are told it is safe. Going out without having a clear route will put you and your family in danger, Florida Governor Rick Scott said in a tweet Wednesday. We need the roads in impacted counties to be clear for first responders and search and rescue teams so that they can do their jobs and save lives. Please do not put yourself or your family in danger by going out on the roads. Scott said thousands of first responders were working to restore power, distribute food and water, and rescue residents in need of medical help. Meanwhile, Georgia Governor Nathan Deal expanded a state of emergency to cover 108 counties in the state. This is a dangerous, dangerous hurricane, and I urge those in Hurricane Michael's forecasted path to be prepared, stand vigilant, and be ready to help their neighbors, Deal said.